Hi guys, I don't have a intro yet. I know I'm slacking on that department, but I definitely wanted to do this episode because I have kind of put it off, and I don't know if a lot of you have been feeling this too in this particular year. You know, we all thought that after 2020 that it would be on like Donkey Kong in 2021, and we'd be kicking butt and taking names, but it's really been a slow go, and actually, numerologically speaking, it is a slow go in the beginning. So don't be hard on yourself if you feel like you're dragging your feet or if things aren't going as planned and you feel frustrated, because what's happening is a very big transition, a huge transition. What's happening is that during the 1900s, so 1900 to 1999, we had the most successful century that ever was. We had everything, developed in that particular 100 years. So it was all about go, 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 do, do, do. So we're, you know, a lot of us, except for, of course, the younger generations, they're a little bit different. But for the rest of us, we're still stuck in those patterns of we have to chase the money, power, greed. And it's not that we're, you know, greedy or whatever, but it's just the patterns that society has dictated to us. So, you know, for example, we get out of school and we're supposed to be, you know, have a degree and climb the corporate ladder, have 2.3 kids and a dog, the white picket fence, the bank account, the bling, you know, all of the stuff. And that's how we define success. But now that we've entered the 21st century, it has been a huge shift. And if you've noticed, I mean, we're already 21 years into it. That's a lot. And the thing is, we really haven't had a lot of new inventions. I mean, if you look at it, it's really just tweaks on the old. So if you look at the iPhone or what have you, anything, TVs, they're just upgrades or technological advances with the same thing. So it's not like it's a new invention. Whereas during the 1900s, we went from horse and buggy to, you know, developing things that were almost sci-fi in a way, where, you know, TVs and cell phones and computers, they were things that we couldn't even fathom, but they were developed during that time. So we haven't had anything like that in 21 years. But why? Because we are in a zone of incorporating. And I know that this might be a little bit hard to swallow for some of you who are really business savvy or not necessarily into spirituality or any kind of, you know, soulful-based stuff, but we are integrating soul back into our lives, which we didn't really have during the 1900s. We were just on go, and that was it. We forgot that we were actually, you know, souls in human form. And so what it has done is put on the brakes. Like the brakes have been on for quite a while, as you can tell. And it just seems to be like an endless spiral downward, but it's really not. It's an illusion because we're not spiraling down. We're actually doing exactly what we're supposed to be doing, and that is just being. So a lot of people who are in the midst of being frustrated that their business isn't going well or that things, their goals aren't being achieved or what have you, that is really all about the fact that you're fighting that other half of yourself, the part where we have to integrate both. And trust me, I mean, that's a hard thing for me too, because I'm very scientific, I'm very much the analytical person, the one that, even though I'm a numerologist, it doesn't matter, I'm still very, I need a lot of fact with my faith, basically. But I want to say, you know, this year in particular, because 2021 was all about foundation shifting. And boy, did we go through a lot of foundation shifting. It was a 4-year. So it was about changing foundation on every level. If you think about the number 4, it is a square and it's 4 sides. So we were really just shifting it up. I mean, look at what happened. I mean, we went through it all pretty much. Think about being quarantined with our partners or with whoever, or, you know, not having social contact and just having things vastly different from what we're used to. And so now that we're starting to open up again and things are sort of going back to whatever normal is, it's never going to be the same. It's going to be different. And that's a good thing. And all of it's good. And I think that this whole foundation shifting that we went through last year led us into the fact that because we kind of hit rock bottom in a lot of ways, a lot of us did during that time, we are poised this year as a 5-year globally. It is all about career, all about success in career, but it's not about a job. You know, I always, because I've been an entrepreneur almost 24 years, I left corporate when I was in my 20s. I was good at it, but I hated it. I hated working for someone. I guess I have a thing for authority. I don't know. Who knows? But, you know, I just loved working for myself. And the thing is, it's about, this year is about finding your calling, finding your passion, finding your purpose. It's not about a J-O-B. That's, you know, sometimes I can't even say a job because it's like, it's the anti, I don't know, the thing that I loathe the most. If I had to get a job, it would just kill my soul because I'm doing what I love, and that is the most important thing. You know, that's a cliche, I guess, phrase, do what you love and the money will follow, but it's so true. You know, I don't chase the money, and there are a lot of people in my life who are chasing the money first, and whatever it is that's going to bring them the money is what they're chasing, and that's not the right way to go about it. It's about chasing what it is that you lose track of time doing, that you feel like in utter bliss when you're doing it, that it is not a job, that it is not something that you feel like is tedious or time-consuming or you're just putting in time. It's something that you are just enthralled with and you love doing it. So that's what this year is all about, finding your path and your purpose. And that's a hard thing to do because 5 is also the number of the heart and emotions. So, and it's also erratic. It's a very free-flowing energy. So it's up and down and all around. So we have our days, we have our times where we're down and out or we're up and positive. And it's all leading us to that one thing, which is finally finding what it is we're meant to be doing. And a lot of people are leaving the planet right now. A lot of people are dying. And, it is a shame and it is a tragedy, but it is also meant to be because these people who are leaving the earth right now are really the ones that aren't meant to be global, the ones that aren't meant to be the ones who carry the flame in terms of taking their career to a global level. And that's really what all of us who are left here trying to do will be doing, because it's not that our purpose or path is better than someone else or, greater than someone else. It just means that we have a greater responsibility to mankind. So if you're feeling the tug or if you're feeling the push to really find what it is you're supposed to be doing finally in life, then that's the reason why. And it depends on your chart. It depends on who you are. It depends on a lot of things as to what that is, how you're going to go about it, all of those things. So right now we are in April, which is the fourth month. So we were in March, before that, which is all about thinking, all about ideas. So the first part of the year, we had a 1, which was the number of new beginnings. Then we went into a 2, which is really self-reflective. It's not really doing. Then a 3, which is also not really doing. It's more about kind of assessing, making lists, making plans and organizing and saying, okay, this is what I want to do. Now in April, it's the foundation energy, so laying out the groundwork, laying out the foundation. So May is going to be, okay, here's the main event, because May is the 5th month. So we're going to be in a global year of 5 and also the month of 5. So it's going to be a double whammy. It's going to be a really big push to finding what it is you're meant to be doing. So it's huge. I mean, if you're having dreams, if you're having, signs show up in your life, all kinds of things. I mean, I know that I am. So if you are as well, it's a good chance that it's calling you to your post. And likewise, you know, it happens to me, but also it's going to happen to many people right now. So, you know, I'm struggling as, you know, I don't want to say that I'm, you know, doing well or that I'm doing fantastic, because I'm not. You know, I have my ups and downs and sideways and all that stuff. And, you know, it is a challenge for me too, because I'm reinventing the wheel. I'm really deciding what it is I want to do, where I want to go, what it is really defining myself and the things that I know and the things that I've done and where do I want to go next? Because things like, I don't know, the things that I've done in the past really don't resonate anymore. They don't fit into the spectrum of what's next. So I'm also redefining. So don't feel bad if that's, you know, what you're doing, or if you feel lost, or if you feel like, you know, this isn't ever going to come together. Because it is. It really is. Trust me. I mean, we're just in the beginning, and it's a slow go. And that's okay. It's meant to be a slow go, because what we're used to is very fast-paced movement during the 1900s. So we're expecting everything to go really fast and really swiftly and smoothly, but it's not that way when we're in a very spiritual or more emotional-based energy. So that's the whole thing. And I struggle with it too, because I'm not necessarily the biggest touchy-feely, you know, emotionally connected person. I try to be, but it's not necessarily my forte. I've worked a lot and I've worked hard at it. So what I want to do is kind of intertwine with what I'm doing, what I'm talking about right now, and also doing some readings. So I see some people in the queue right now that I'm going to bring on. There's one that's been waiting quite a while. So I'm going to bring this person on, and we're going to talk a little bit more personal, more in-depth, about maybe what they're going through. So hang on here. Okay, hi, caller. I have area code 904. Who is this?
Tracy.
Tracy. Okay, Tracy, what's your date of birth?
12/16/72.
1972. Okay, and what's been going on for you? What's 2021 been like for you so far?
Oh man, well, you know, it has its blessings. It's sad to say, in a way, but out of the good, there has been some blessings. So it's holding on. You know, it's not perfect,
right.
But I'm thankful.
Oh, wow. Okay, so you've had kind of a tough go all around. I mean, it's not like this year in particular has been anything new to you, because you've got a lot going on.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Yeah, you really do. Let me just see what your personal year is. 10.
Okay.
Oh, interesting. Okay, let me just hand scratch this out real quick, because I want to see what your... 1, 8, 9, 4. Okay, so you are, how old are you now?
47, 48.
Okay.
What's the,
48?
It's 21.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, are you turning 48 or are you already 48? Because you'll be turning something in December. Okay, so you'd be 49.
Right.
Okay, I just needed to know that for the cycles. Okay, so hold on. So 36 minus 11, 9, 14. Interesting. Wow. Okay, so, oh, wow. All right. Okay. The thing is, I don't know if you know this, but you're an 11, which is the highest spiritual number, the spiritual guide. And that sounds like airy-fairy kind of, you know, up there. It's not like you're preaching from the mountaintops or, you know, any of that jazz. What it means is that a lot of 11s tend to spend the majority of the first part of their life way over here when they should be way over here. So they're like upside down, mixed up, backwards. They usually get into something that isn't necessarily meant for them, and then they go on to something else that isn't meant for them, and they go into this cycle of, you know, am I taking wrong turns? What's going on? Why am I doing this? And they all feel like they're a failure, or that it's not the right path, but it is, because a lot of the master numbers are 10, 11, 22, and 33. So you are at 11, which is a very powerful global energy. I mean, I have a tattoo of 11-11 on my wrist because 11 has followed me everywhere for most of my life. So the thing is, with the 11s, you know, I even had a friend back east in Canada where I'm originally from whose son was an 11, and he committed suicide at 19 because he had said to his mother, you know, Mom, I really don't know where I fit in. And she didn't take that as something as a warning. She just kind of took it as, you know, a kid just expressing their, you know, challenges in life. But he ended up taking his life by putting the exhaust fumes into the garage from the car and died that way. So a lot of 11s really struggle. And I don't know if you have had that for a lot of your life, but right now you are entering a vastly different, and you've been in a vastly different energy than you have been in the first part of your life. So in your 20s and 30s, vastly different energy. It was very much live and learn. And now you're in a 9, which is high change. It's change on every level, but it's really focused on relationships, starting, ending, changing relationships. So if you've lost people in your life, or if people have moved out of your life and other people have moved in, those kinds of shifting, that's definitely the focus of what's going on in your life right now. Also, inner, I guess, self-reflection in terms of the relationship you have with yourself. So it's a lot. It's very much a lot. But your gift, which is very interesting, because you're all about communication. I don't know if you know this, but it's a very strong thing with you. It's that's how you express yourself, is communication. 10 is the number of communication. It's also called the Earth God. It's another master number. So you have a lot of master number energy. And then you have double twos, which is very intuitive energy. So you really just, you know what you know, and things come to you. And also, you know, your date of birth that you were born on is a 16-7, which is very much focused on truth. So you're very much about sharing truth, revealing truth, but in a way that is not sugarcoating it. It's like pulling it off with a band, you know, just ripping the Band-Aid off. It's like, you know, here's the truth, and I'm going to tell it to you like it is. So that, you know, there's a lot of that going on with you. But the thing is, you also have an isolated 7 on your chart, which tells me, it kind of goes hand in hand with what I said, is that the 11s tend to find their path and purpose later in life. So you are about to find your path and your purpose. This is like the now time. This is, you're getting into very soon the energies of finding what it is you're meant to be doing. Because with the isolated 7, it means that you had a lot of hindsight learning, a lot of energy that said, okay, you know, I won't do that again, or I won't, you know, you learn through experience, a lot of personal experience. Because the first cycle you were under was a 1, and 1 is the first physical number. So it was all about doing. It was all about, you know, going through experiences and learning that way. Then you also went through an 8 cycle in your 30s, all the way up into your 40, like 43. And it was also about learning, because 8 is all about just, you know, going after being independent and just doing it. And then now you're in the 9, which is change on every level. So have you had any issue, you know, situations where you've had people move in and out of your life, or anybody pass away during this year?
Yes.
Okay. So have you had a lot of this, a lot of shifting in relationships?
It has been a lot, yes, a lot of shifting.
Yeah, so it's almost, you know, it's kind of like the first part of the year is very intense, and then the latter part, because 6 is the relationship number, but it's also the number of creativity and creative expression. So the next part, you know, as we move into the summer months, as we move into May, June, July, August, and even September, because September is kind of like the unofficial new year, you're going to see more focus, less focus on relationship shifting and more focus on creativity and making things work for you. So I see that you're ending on a four, which is very interesting to me because your last cycle, which we keep until death, is the one that's the most powerful. And four is foundation shifting, like I said. You know, it's very much about shifting foundations, but it's also about building your empire. Because if you think about the square and its four sides, it's really about having that footing and really building it up. So is there something that you've wanted to do? Because you also have an isolated six, which is very uncommon. I've never really seen someone who has that. So that's extremely uncommon. But I think you have a lot of mind plan energy. So you kind of duke it out with your intuitive ability and then your mind second guesses it because the six can be quite negative. It is one of those energies that they call the number of extremes. So it can pull you into the negative very quickly. So that's the thing. It's like you're duking it out with your intuition / your mind. And you really need to be down in the emotional, you know, definitely following your intuition because it's never going to steer you wrong. If you think about anything you've ever regretted, it's always how you felt in the moment that you remember. It's never what you thought. It's always just what you felt. So that's something you really need to keep in mind because that's going to stop the cycle of hindsight learning for you. But communication is huge. So what are you doing to facilitate this communication in terms of career?
Well, as far as career, I'm presently in school.
Okay.
And basically I have to do a lot of communicating and I'm having issues, not with me, but I'm an open book. I like to communicate and see where I'm going and what's what. But I'm having issues with communication with the members I have to work with, particularly one.
Do you understand? But you have to understand one thing, that it is like speaking a foreign language to a lot of people right now. And I've had another person say the same thing to me. It's like they don't get you because they have – there's going to be a big, vast canyon between people like yourself who are meant to go on to do something global versus other people who are either going to leave the planet or meant to do something more simplistic. So the gap between the two is becoming wider. And therefore, it's like you're speaking a different language. It's like they don't get you. They don't understand where you're coming from. They don't it's almost very frustrating. Well, it is very frustrating because they just don't get it. They don't resonate with
right.
you even in the least. Yeah, so that's going to be hard for you because, you know, as an 11, there's no doubt that because you had to go through all that crap, I mean, your life, if you look back on it, there was a lot of crap. I mean, you could probably say you lived a few lifetimes. No, it's not unnecessary. See, that's where people get caught up. They come to me and they say, Michelle, you know, did I take a wrong turn? Did I go the wrong way? Did I miss the boat? What did I do? And I tell them, no, you're right on track. Because what happens is, as a spiritual guide, so to speak, and, you know, to knock that down to more practical terms, a spiritual guide is someone who helps someone on a soul level. So you're not just wanting to help them achieve materialistically. You want to have a career that is helping people more in depth, more, you know, helping their quality of life, helping them do, you know, money is secondary to you. That's not something, you know, it's like the cliche, do what you love and the money will follow, right? So that's really what the 11s are all about. So the thing is, for you to have to go through all of that stuff in the beginning, it's like getting the notches under your belt. Because you can't be a spiritual guide, so to speak. You can't help people unless you've gone through it. It's just not possible. You know, I did until the COVID thing happened. I was talking to kids at schools, and they were continuation schools. And I would go in and I would say, look, you know, I came from the White Hood, and you know, I remember sleeping in my snowsuit because I didn't, you know, this is in Canada, not having food for 3 days, you know, being on welfare with my mom, to what I'm doing now, you know, and they would all be inspired by that. But the thing is, you know, it's like you've got to go through the ringer to be able to have the experience and the wherewithal to guide people. Because I had a friend who wanted to do the same thing, but she was really born with a silver spoon in her mouth, and she really didn't have the suffering or the experience in life to do that kind of speaking, to be able to share candidly and inspire these kids who are going through the same thing that I went through. So it just didn't really work for her. So for you, you know, you can say, hey, listen, I've been there. This is what happened to me, you know? So that's the whole thing. I mean, you have triple ones as well, which means it's like communication all the way. One is the number of verbal self-expression. So you are definitely a communicator. You definitely have to do something with words, whether it's writing, speaking, anything to do with words. What can you tell me what you're doing in school right now?
I'm doing supervision and management healthcare.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I can see that. I mean, definitely. But what do you want to do with it when you're done? What is the goal?
I want to open my own facility and
feel
it's geared towards the elderly and kids.
Yes. Bingo, bingo, bingo. Because I'm telling you, the two target markets right now for anything are the baby boomers and the millennials and younger, because those are the ones that, you know, we went through kind of the new agey group, you know, where Oprah and Deepak Chopra and Wayne Dyer, and, you know, we know those, like, terms of, like, white light bubble and all. They look at us like we're crazy, right? Like, what are you talking about? You don't know this. So it's a very different target market, but you are poised to do this because it's all about, I mean, you have the gift of communication and the how as communication. The how is your year. So your month and your day add to 10, and your year adds to a 10. So your year adds to 19, and 1 plus 9 is 10. So it's all around. I mean, and then the triple ones, it's just like speaking from the heart. It's like you can help so many people with your gifts and what you've been through. It's just you're poised to do it, absolutely, without a doubt. I mean, that is, have you thought about writing a book? Because you're going into a 7, and 7 is, you know, 7, 8, 9,
I always joke around and say I need to write a book with the crazy people or the clientele I've been around. But I've said it over the years, but knowing me, I probably do. I probably just get up one morning and just do it, you know?
Yeah. No, you have the ability to do so because you have that gift of the 111, which is like a lot of words that would come into your head at once. But it's a special 7 you're coming into, which is the 25-7, which is very much associated with the angelic realm, because the 25 in particular. So what that means is it's not necessarily going to be, usually a 7 energy is more of an ebb than a flow year. So it's more of a less doing, but 7 is the teaching learning number. So if you're looking to go into business or looking to do something for yourself, you're coming into the peaks, the peak of the cycle, which is the 7, 8, 9, and 1 years. So it's time. Like, you have this energy right now is like calling you to post in a big, big way. And I love this because anytime I get in a group or people are calling in, they always have a common denominator. And I knew that, you know, the first caller was going to have something special, and sure enough, you did. So you've gone through the ringer. You've put in your time. You've got notches on your belt. You know, you have stories upon stories of, you know, you wouldn't believe what I've been through. But it's going to serve you so well in what you're doing, so well. And so you're prepared. You're totally prepared. And to work for yourself, absolutely. Because an 11 is not necessarily someone who can really work for the man, so to speak. And there's not really going to be a lot of working for the man coming up anyway. A lot of people are going into solo entrepreneurial pursuits. It's going to be a vastly different landscape. Even money is going to be more like a bartering system, digital bartering, because people are, you know, mostly entrepreneurial. So there's going to be very few retail, very few businesses that are catering that way. So, you know, you're right on track to be doing what you're supposed to be doing. I mean, you think that you're just haphazard for most of your life. You weren't. You didn't skip a beat. Everything that had happened and every cycle you were under was meant to be, absolutely. So if you feel like this has taken a long time to get there and, you know, at age 48 you're in school, you're not a failure. It was exactly right on time. And I can't tell you how many women I have come to me in that age group that say, hey, listen, you know, I've done this all my life, but now I want to do this. And I'm like, yep. Because your chart says so. It's definitely time. So, you know, you're right on time, and I see that on your chart. So you just keep doing what you're doing and really laying out your plan, because as you move closer to 2022, it's going to be a beautiful seven energy that you're going to want to teach, and it's the teaching learning number. Seven, coincidentally, more churches are built at a seven address than any other location, which is very intriguing because seven is a deep philosophical number of truth. It wants to share what it knows and you know, all of that stuff. It's like a deep contemplative number, so people feel called to just, you know, either be with themselves or share what they know. The seven energy loves to share what they know with other people. That's how they learn, and that's how they grow and integrate the experiences. So I wouldn't be surprised if you don't start building it during that time. And then the 8 year and the 9 year, it is go time. I mean, you know, it's going to be very quick and very swift, and you're going to build it so quickly. It's just going to all fall into place. Totally. And I can tell you, you know, you can find me anywhere at michellerbeau.com. Google my name. If I'm not correct, I want you to email me and say, Michelle, you're wrong, because I can guarantee you I'm not wrong, and you will be very successful in what you're doing, and you're right on time doing it.
Okay. So let me ask a question. Sorry.
Sure. Go ahead.
No. Oh, all right. So what do you see in regards to, like, a love relationship? Is that anywhere
this
in my cards?
So you know what? This is
this is
like the number one question, I swear. Every time I tell someone they're poised to embrace their path and their purpose, they come to me and say, but what about love? What about relationships? I will tell you this, that you are in such a vastly changing, evolving energy that until you step into what you're meant to be doing, you're going to either attract the same old patterns, which you don't want, because I know that you've been learned a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't want that, because, you know, you're in a six right now, so it's relationship changing. But what you need to do is just patiently wait, because what happens when you step into that path and purpose, you're going to attract vastly different energy. It's like they're going to fall into your lap. Someone's going to come into your life that is like a complete match. So when we step into our path and our purpose, there's no room for relationships. And sometimes if we are in a relationship at the current moment, if they don't match the growth that we're going through, they drop away. And sadly, that happens a lot of the time, whether it's friendships or whether it's intimate relationships. Like sometimes people, and I'll tell you myself, I have very few friends. Close friends. I have a lot of acquaintances, but I have very few close friends, and it's because of the energy that I hold. I can't do the superficial stuff. I can't do, you know, that's just not me, you know. So if you don't have something important to tell me, then I don't want to talk about shoes and clothes and, you know, all that stuff. That's not me. So I have a very close-knit circle, and when it comes to love, myself, I'm even rearranging who I am for the first time in a long time. And I think that this is finally stepping into who I am. So it's been a growth process. So for me, love has been hit or miss. And that's what's been happening to me. And it always happens to people that are stepping into their path and their purpose. So just give it a little bit of time, just a little bit more time. It will be worth it, trust me, because it will be a vastly different person, someone who's going to support who you are and what you're doing, all of that stuff. And it's just so magical. It's like the universe is like attracts like. It's just it's quantum
right.
physics. It's science. So when your energy changes, which it is changing now, but when you step into who you are and really own that, then all of a sudden people come out of the woodwork that are supporting that, whether it be friends or an intimate relationship. It's like, wow, this is like a totally different landscape. So, you know, that's what I always say to people is there's really no room for relationships. And even if you're in one, unless they completely match with you and are going to grow with you, they have to drop
mm-hmm.
away. So that's what's happening. So just be patient with that and know
oh, yeah.
that it is coming very, very soon. And it's worth the wait. And I said the same thing to myself. It's like, Rochelle, you know, it's worth the wait because the people who are meant to be in your life when you're really embracing what it is you're meant to do completely and entirely, then you know that they are legit. And that they are meant
right.
to be crossing paths with you and there to help you grow. You know, I was reading a book called Spiritual Partnerships by Gary Zukav, and it's all about that. It's all about saying friendships are a thing of the past, old relationship things are – it's connecting with people who are going to fan your flame. And if they're not fanning your flame and if they're not interested in what you're doing, they're no good for you. That's basically the bottom line.
True. That makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah. So I want you to follow up with me. You know, go to my website, michellearbro.com. Send me an email when you're done school or whatever and you're starting your business because I love the follow-ups because I love to hear what happens, you know, how it goes and, you know, all
okay.
that. Okay. So, yeah. So just, you know, keep on keeping on because what you're doing is the right thing, honestly. It's just so in the cards. It's in the numbers. It's like it's right here in front of me, and I just hand scratched out all of your numbers and all of the things, and they're all pointing to yes, yes, yes. So that's the thing with 11s, like I said. It takes them a while, and I would tell mothers in maternity wards, if you were a baby with your mother in a maternity ward way back when, and I came in and said, yeah, look, she's an 11. She's probably not going to find her way until a little bit later in life. And so you need to support that. And so it would be a great piece of advice for parents to give their children to say, hey, listen, don't be hard on yourself. You know, it's you're just learning because you need to. You're a guide. You're something important. All of those things. So I love to tell especially women who have children who are 11s or any master numbers that they have to get the notches under the belt because who can guide people at 25, you know, and say, oh, well, I can be your spiritual guide or I can teach you things or whatever. No one. So you had to get that crap under your belt first. You had to get the notches, and you did.
Okay.
So you got them. And now you're ready.
Okay. All right.
So just know that. Seriously. So, yeah, keep in touch with me. I love to hear stories. That's, like, the best part. It's like I knew her when, you know. Like, that's what I love to hear,
okay.
you know. Seriously.
All
right. So take care, Tracy. And I'm going to take another caller because I see there's, like, three
okay,
more in the queue.
Okay, thank you.
So
mm-hmm.
have a good day. Yeah. And good luck.
You
and let me know. Okay.
I
bye-bye.
Will. Thank you.
All right. So let's take another caller. I know, see, I have a few more callers. So I've got area code 201. Area code 201. Who am I speaking uh-huh. with?
You're speaking to Jackie. It's my daughter, my granddaughter, having fun in the club.
What's the name?
Jackie.
Okay. And what's the
yes.
date of birth?
1955, January 5th.
Did you just say 1955?
65.
65, okay. Because I was going to say, wow, that's
yeah.
a lot of fives. But it still is a lot of fives because this is a hard situation when you have a couple of fives going on. But you're, you know, as a woman, it's a little bit different. As a man, it's even harder. But let me just add this up real quick. I want to do a couple little hen scratchings here just to kind of see where everything's at. Let's see.
Mm-hmm.
10, 16, 21. Oh, wow. Interesting. Oh, wow. Okay, so 151965. Okay, so we've got that. And then at the 153684. And you, how old are you now?
56.
66. No, 56, 50. You said, right? 56.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So let me see. 9, 27, 9, 36, 9, 45, 54. Oh, wow. Okay. So, wow, you've had quite a journey. Definitely. Wow. Okay, so what I'm seeing here is that you, right out of the gate, you had relationship stuff going on, a lot of relationship stuff, whether it be, you know, starting a family or having a lot of different relationships that maybe didn't work out or didn't succeed, I don't know. But definitely six was, maybe you lost people during this time, but from early on in your adolescence, all the way up through till about your mid-30s, you were dealing with a relationship, starting, ending, changing relationships. So it's a twofold focus. Like I said, it's either, you know, literally changing relationships or changing viewpoints about people or having changes within yourself. So it was really kind of a rough go in the beginning, definitely. And then you had an 8 from 36 to 50 to 45. An 8 is really an independent number. It's like, screw you, I'm going to go out on my own. I'm going to, you know, independence, freedom. I'm going to break away from the pack. I'm going to, you know, do this, do that. And, you know, it's very much about protecting your independence. So, and it's also an area of opportunity, a lot of opportunities coming into your lap. At 45 or thereabouts, did you change careers? Did you switch up what you were doing?
I didn't change careers, but I had a major change in my life. Like when I was 46, my mom passed. And I was on a specific, what I wanted to do at that time, I just had to stop it, and then it's like been like surviving since.
Right.
Because I was
so that
to do some other things. It was a major disruption.
But you didn't do them.
Right.
So it disrupted everything. Yes, because normally what happens under a 5 cycle is that we change careers or we change direction in what we're doing in life. And so that really obviously threw an atomic bomb into your life and changed your trajectory, so to speak, and what you were focusing on. So, you know, it can go many different ways, but it's really about our path and our purpose. So, you know, that really kind of threw you off kilter. But now you're in a 4 cycle, which is very significant because it's rebuilding foundation. It's rebuilding something or building something, building your empire, building something of significance. And this is your final cycle that you're going to keep until death. So it's very important because the beginning of it is always going to be focused on re-shifting your foundation or you're realigning it and refocusing it. And then later, as that's done, then you focus on building upward. So it's a twofold thing. And then you're in a personal year right now of an 11/2 because 11, 1 plus 1 is 2. So it's very introspective. It's very self-reflective. But it's also the power number, 11. So you're not going to necessarily always be in self-reflective mode during this period. It's also going to be a power energy where it's going to facilitate this growth upward, this building of a new world, a new foundation for yourself. Because you've grieved, you've gone through the process, you've changed up your life, the things, you know, all the, you know, you've adjusted to that. And now it's time for you to go ahead with what you're doing. And you know, you're the life path, by the way, 27-9. You're the humanitarian, but 27-9, Gandhi and Mother Teresa in particular had the 27-9. The 27-9 always looks without for a long time in their life to get answers. They never look within. They're always looking for the next piece of information or the next guru or the next thing that's going to show them the way. It's later in life, as such as this age that you're at, where you finally get that sense of self-trust. Because what they lack, the 27-9, is trust. It's trust of others and trust of self. So until you get that sense of self-trust, you can't fully embrace that 27-9 energy. So now you are. And your gift is a 6, which is beautiful because the gift of the 6 being the humanitarian, 6 is the visionary. It sees the bigger picture for other people when they can't see it for themselves. So someone might come to you for advice and say, hey, listen, you know, I have this problem. I don't know what to do. You know, and you're like, wait, you know, I see it like this, this, and this. And they're like, wow, I totally didn't see it like that before. Like, I totally didn't even. And you're like a dot connector for people. And your how is a 3. So, but it's a 21-3. So 2 + 1 = 3. And that's the year. So it says, you know, how are you going to connect dots for people? How are you going to show them that bigger picture that, you know, they can do this? It is unity. It's like bringing things together, bringing things full circle, bringing it home for people. But you have double 5s, which is huge because your arrow of determination, which you have on your chart is the arrow of determination, you have double 1s and double 5s, which means that your determination is not necessarily for yourself, it's for others. Whatever you're doing is always to help others as well as yourself. It's not selfishness. And it's always through verbal means because you have double 1s. So it's going to come out verbally. It's going to be, you know, your determination or helping other people is going to be a verbal expression of love, definitely. Because double 5s, 5 is a number of the heart and emotion. So when you have double 5s, you have a lot of love. You have a lot of heart energy. You have a lot of sensitivity, but it comes out as determination to help other people and support other people. So what is it that you're looking to do at this point in your life? Because it's definitely a turning point.
Well, I'm like you. I, in terms of job, like I work with young people, and I do try to help them with verbal communication as well as family members. But I don't. Sometimes it just seems like I fall on deaf ears, and it's frustrating. But I'm looking pretty much to. First of all, I'm trying to move. Ensure some things with some family members that just that I'm looking to move, and once I move, I'm looking to gradually phase my way out of working within a system. I'm looking to do my own entrepreneurial endeavors.
Yes.
I'm looking to be my own boss. Because, I mean, I'm vested. I have a couple of years to retire, but I can see that end in sight, even though it's the last part of the marathon. I won't be one of those people holding on to dear life. As soon as I'm able to claim my pension, I'm taking it and I'm running it. I'm going with the next part of my life because I want to be able to use my creative side. I've been completely left brain for the last
you are so creative
22,
extremely
23 years and try to do left brain in a toxic environment, you know what it does.
Oh yes, honey, listen, I'm left brain, like, I was in corporate HR banking, I know exactly what you're talking about, trust me.
Yes.
You know, the office politics, you know, I couldn't handle. Yeah, it was just too much. Mm-hmm. I couldn't do it.
Right.
Yeah. So you need to branch out on your own.
Yes, that left brain, it wasn't in corporate, though. The left brain has been overextended and overtaxed and pushed to the limits in my current job, right? I don't even see it as a passion anymore because I see where the bureaucracy is so stifling. So I can't even call it a passion anymore. They've already stomp that out of me. If that makes any sense. I still want to help
young
people. But the bureaucracy, as far as I'm concerned, it could just, like, go up in smoke.
No, I totally get it because you're not suited for that. I mean, you have double fives. You're very much coming from the soul plane more so. I mean, you do have a lot of mind plane energy, which is great, but you're also very soul-based with the double fives. And, you know, you have a deeper understanding of life and its treasures. And I think helping young people, but doing it on your own terms, because you relate to these kids and, you know, you definitely connect with them on a level that other people can't, but because of the restrictions of working in an environment that is working for the man, so to speak, that you can't do what it is that you really need to do to help these kids because they're different. These kids are different. They're not the same as us or anyone born in 19, whatever. These kids are vastly different. They operate differently and they're judged as being autistic or ADHD or what have you, but it's really not that. It's their energy. They come from a vastly different place because we came from mostly a mind-based place because we were 19, whatever, and 9 is the most active mind plane number. So with you having double fives, and that's beautiful because it really brings you down into that heart space all the time, you attract these kids and they get you and you get them, and it's just like an intuitive kind of back and forth thing that's just you know what they need and they know that you know what they need. So it's just a beautiful thing. I mean, there is no doubt that you would be highly successful. And I don't say this often to nines because nines aren't the best in business. And I mean it in the sense of like paperwork and like all the mundane stuff. But because you're a humanitarian and because you have that 27-9 that Gandhi and Mother Teresa didn't hit their stride until much later in life. They had to go through the ringer before they ended up really realizing, wait a minute, I'm going to trust myself. I'm going to trust my own truth. So that's where you're at right now, and it's a beautiful, beautiful thing. And like I said, taking these callers, they're all having the same thing. It's like they're poised to jump. They have the feet, you know, on the ledge, and they're ready to jump. So don't discount, and please
right,
do
if
not
I, if I
second
wasn't,
guess.
If I wasn't connected, like you talked about, like relationships, and it's so true because throughout my whole life, I've always had issues with relationships to the point where I don't know
trust.
Who to trust. I could count
it's
the people
it's
on
the
one
trust.
Hand in my entire life who I could
That's
trust.
Right.
And
the only, you fought with
my,
trust.
Then my husband, entered into my life. God, I can't even remember how old I was. And we've been together for almost 30 years now, and like he's like the only person who I think I could trust since my mother, both my parents eventually died. But then now I'm at a place where she can't trust what I trust, if that makes sense.
Right. No, it
like,
totally makes sense because of what I was saying.
It.
Right. So the thing is, I'm not saying, you know, get a divorce tomorrow or, you know, separate or whatever. I mean, if that's not what you're feeling, but a lot of times,
it's
like I
belief,
said, with the other caller, yes, you're not matching. And it's okay. It's like we're all on different pages of growth. So, you know, you don't necessarily match up with your growth phases, and that's okay. You know, you need to have someone, even if it's, you know, you carry on the marriage, you need to have a friend or someone in your life that matches you and encourages you and knows and is growing at the same level as you.
Well, you know, our experiences have been vastly different, but he's been very supportive of me up to a certain extent. And his support stops where he doesn't understand. So I'm well aware of that.
Understand.
I see that part of the picture. My thing is the relationship that I've had with my other loved ones, like my siblings. Now I see even like with my two of my three kids, it's like I don't know if they're pulling away or if they don't understand what I'm dealing with. They don't get it. And everything that I'm trying to do and move forward, whether they realize it or not, it's to them. Because 2021...
No. And a lot of people aren't going to get it. That's the thing. You know, you're going to have to realize that at some point now, you're going to have very few friends, very few connections, very few, you know, it's going to be a lonely kind of journey because we all have a different path. And it's like we're still flakes. So your husband has a different path. It's like partnerships. I always tell people partnerships are dead. You're never going to have a business as partners because eventually you're going to have issues because you both have different paths. And we're all snowflakes. So that's the thing. I mean, yeah, that's one issue that your partner doesn't really see what you're doing. But as long as he's supportive as best he can and that you're explaining to him, you know, that's a different story. But you do need to have someone in your life that's really going to support your dream and to understand what you're doing because that, you know, that's critical. And I think that the other caller I was talking to about, you know, attracting that right person that's going to be on the same wavelength as you. And if you don't match on the same wavelength, it can really cause issues because it's just, you feel unsupported, you feel, you know, misunderstood, all of those things. But if you have someone else in your life who really does get it, then that can fill the void. So it doesn't necessarily mean that you have to drop away all relationships. What?
I think one of the things that I'm trying to find out, as long as I'm able to move forward, my husband will be all right.
Yeah.
Because.
That's true.
To be quite honestly, I've been the person kind of like holding him back with certain things. His concern is out of fear right now because one of the main things that's been troubling has to deal with my family, not his family. And my family members are extremely stubborn and they have a very strict mindset.
Mm-hmm.
And I
don't
see myself.
But that's necessary, though. You know, that. No, exactly. And a lot of this is meant to challenge your trust, challenge all of that energy that's meant to bring you into that beautiful space of the 27-9, which 27-9 tends to be a follower for a long time before they're a leader. So you're ending up right now stepping into a leadership position by taking on the fact that I want to do my own thing. I want to go out on my own. This is huge. This is big. So, you know, it's definitely, you're right on track. And again, this is another scenario where I'm looking at your chart. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the first two cycles and even the third, was, like you said, the atomic bomb at the five. So relationships, then being independent and kind of going out on your own, then the five, having a lot of shifting going on in what you're doing, and now the four, rebuilding. So you're building what it is you're meant to finally be doing, and it's because you've developed that sense of self-trust. So that's it. You know, you're right on target. I mean, that's exactly where you need to be. So I want to tell you the same thing because I only have a couple minutes. I want to try to take another caller before I end the show, but I don't know if I can do that. I'm going to maybe tell them that they can contact me. But also, I want you to contact me and let me know how things are going because you're poised to do this. So it's coming. And I've helped a lot of people with businesses. So definitely, if you need any advice, it's not about the money. Trust me, it's me wanting to just help. And people don't understand that, but I'm from Canada, so it's like, you know, they don't understand my mentality of wanting to help without any strings attached. And that's why I do readings on air. That's why I do what I do. But, you know, definitely give me an email or something. Go to my website and let me know. Okay?
Okay. Okay. Thank you. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Good luck with everything. Okay. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, so I have area code 775, and I want to tell you what I want you to do is actually send me an email to numbers@michellearbeau.com, and I will connect with you, and we'll do a 15-minute session on the phone. Also, I see in the queue there is 805 area code, same thing. If they're the two last callers, I will definitely take you. I would even do it just after the show, but I want to end the show right now. So definitely do send me an email. It's numbers, like I said, with an S, at Michelle Arbeau, which is the spelling of my name, .com. And I will connect with you and do a mini session for you just because you were in the queue for so long. All right. So I have 10 seconds left, guys. I didn't really get to a lot of the secrets to success in 2021, but know that it's a career. Know that you're going to be awesome, and peace out.